This is Emory University Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University Sound Science, David Stevens discusses how biomedical discoveries in the lab reach the community and how the community can spark more effective research. Stevens is the principal investigator of the Atlanta Clinical and Translational Science Institute, or ACTSI. ACTSI is a partnership of Atlanta educational, research, and healthcare institutions, supported by the National Institutes of Health. The partner's goal? Translating discoveries made in the laboratory into better medical care for patients. Stevens explains what translation is, why it's important to the community, and the role ACTSI plays in this ongoing endeavor.
The ACTSI is a partnership between Emory, Morehouse School of Medicine, and Georgia Tech to develop clinical and translational science for metropolitan Atlanta. The grant was funded almost 2 years ago by NIH as one of now 46 institutes across the country devoted to clinical and translational research. We have also recently developed a new pediatric program in clinical and translational research with our partners at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Translational research has traditionally been thought of as moving a discovery from the laboratory to the patient. But more recently, translation has been transformed into a longer and broader two-way street, a street that allows translation to flow from the patient to the community and back from the community to the patient and to the laboratory.
This is the current vision of the CTSA program. CTSAs grew out of the old General Clinical Research Unit, so-called GCRCs, that existed since the 1960s. 5 years ago, a decision was made to reorganize the GCRC program into a much more effective activity that did span from the bench to the community with the goal of enhancing infrastructure to support clinical and translational research.
It's that goal that has led to the broader definition of translation, finding out what new healthcare tools, diagnostic tests, and therapies a community needs, and then using that information in the laboratory or through clinical research to find ways to meet those needs.
Community engagement establishes a group of community leaders, and you engage those community leaders in the discussion about health care and healthcare-related issues, in particular in regards to the needs of their respective community. That is, you meet with a group on a periodic basis to inform them about progress or what progress is being made. So it's very much working with the leadership within a community and engaging that community directly as an investigator or physician.
In addition to developing community engagement, ACTSI is building its infrastructure by collaborating with several organizations on 11 programs that facilitate clinical and translational research.
We have recently opened a new inpatient unit through our CIN, Clinical Interactions, program at Children's to facilitate clinical and translational research in pediatrics. This supports a variety of studies ranging from childhood obesity to diabetes in children to survivorship and cancer in children. We also have a relationship with Kaiser Permanente that involves the CTSA, and we work closely with Yerkes Primate Center, Georgia Tech, and Morehouse.
Traditionally, major academic medical centers haven't been effectively engaged in the community, says Stevens.
This is a different model for clinical translational research. It's pretty exciting, in particular our partnership with Morehouse. They've had more experience than we have had, for example, in community engagement. And certainly they focus on health disparities, for example, that clearly influence what the needs are from the standpoint of new interventions in healthcare.
Which is what translational research is all about.
Again, the goal is to help build an infrastructure that can shorten the time from when a good idea comes on and move it quickly to the patient.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.